This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next. Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
My name is Vince Dalton. I've been an orthopedic surgeon with Ortho Virginia since 1991. I've been on the forefront of how technology has evolved with joint replacements of hips and knees. At Ortho Virginia, we do more joint replacements than any other practice in Richmond. Our surgeons have superior knowledge and experience. We help evaluate and educate patients on an individualized treatment plan that works best for them.
To schedule an appointment with Dr. Dalton and other joint replacement specialists, visit orthovirginia.com. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Saber, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Hobba.
All right, welcome, welcome. Who's Talking is live. Frank and Hobbo are in studio. We are got a great guest lineup tonight.
We do. Certainly up high on the list of all-time tacklers at the University of Virginia, Charles McDaniel, who's a friend of the program, long-term sponsor, Mike Mullins, one of the terrific offensive linemen who played for George Welsh, I believe. Maybe a little Al Groh. Did he overlap
there? He may have had both.
Yeah. And then, of course, Dr. Boyd Rawls with our ortho injury report. It's show number 498, so 2 weeks from tonight, Friday's on West Broad Street, Broad and Glenside. We're going to do the show and immediately go over there and have a reception, party, get-together celebrating 500 shows in our 15th year. So please make plans to come out. And speaking of get-togethers, this Saturday at the Kickback Jacks at 9318 West Broad Street, the UVA Club of Richmond is going to have a game watch. The game obviously starts at 2, but we want you to show up early. Come at noon, maybe have a beverage and a little something to eat and get in the right frame of mind for what we expect to be a Wahoo victory. I think the losing's over.
Maloney has called this as a 23-10 victory by the Cavs.
I'll take it right now and go home. But Charles McDaniel, I think, is on the line ready to talk.
So, Charles, I know it was a little rainy on Saturday night, but the Cavaliers played pretty darn well for most of the game, and I just wondered what your thoughts were as you watched the game, either in your suite or from afar.
Well, first of all, congratulations for the upcoming 500 shows. That's very impressive, and I'm excited to be with you all tonight for our brief discussion. But I was very proud of the team. Look, this team has not given up in any way, and certainly not on the coaches. We have so little, the margin of error is very small, and with us having a number of significant injuries and not being as deep and talented as we want to be and need to be a consistent winner, I thought that was a good effort, a very good effort, aside from three very difficult penalties in the final, 40 seconds that ultimately lost that game for us.
Let's talk about that. They battled like crazy. The defense held NC State in check in the last stands of the ball game, and Virginia drives down the field. They're down by 8, and with some clever running and some nifty pass plays and then what I would call borderline heroic efforts down there near the goal line, first on the touchdown pass to Malik Washington, who, by the way, was the ACC
Receiver of the Week.
Receiver of the Week. It's no accident. And then he threw a brilliant pass after that head-scratching penalty on Furnish. He threw a beautiful pass to Malachi Fields, who wrestled the ball away to get the 2 points, and they tied the game. And then, you know, I thought the referee had to be pretty overzealous to throw a flag on the quarterback who's running towards his sideline. He's not taunting anybody. And I can tell you, I've seen a lot of ball games in the last 5, 6, 7 years where people have either taunted a player or done something unsportsmanlike, like stood over them for several seconds and glared at them. No flag, no nothing. You know, Calandria is not anywhere near the other team. And for them to throw a flag on that, I thought that was cheap. But that, what do you think?
It was absolutely unnecessary. Referees need, I mean, that does play into to the situation. It had no impact on the play whatsoever. The helmet was knocked over his head, so there's contact with the face mask. It's on his nose. Of course he's going to remove the helmet. He should have put the helmet back on immediately. He didn't, but it had no impact. It had no impact whatsoever. And so when officials over-officiate, it drives me crazy, particularly, again, with the margin of error. That was not necessary. Furnish should not have done what he did. Again, probably not the most egregious thing I've seen, but we are struggling to find and to get a win. That effort deserved, in my opinion, to get a win. If you look at the statistics on most any of them, we had more total yards, certainly Calandria, a first year, true first year, outdueled Brennan Armstrong with the number of completions, 120 more yards passing. And again, we struggled to run the ball. Calandria was the leading rusher, I think. But if you look at statistics, it was a game that was ours, and it was simply lost with three unnecessary penalties at the end of the game. We just don't have the margin of error that some teams do.
Now, do the Charles? Do the coaches need to come down on that?
I'll tell you that.
Is that a coaching issue? Penalties like that, just mental mistakes at the end of the game?
Well, it's got to be a coaching issue, particularly the one where the James Jackson kind of went over the the back and blocked the kick. That was ridiculous. It should be something that's talked about before they go on the field for that play. And that really hurt us because it set us back. We were kicking off from the 20, I believe. And the continuation of poor special teams play, they run the ball back and put themselves in a really good position. And then, too many mistakes like that. We're not good enough for mistakes like that. But that effort was a winning effort. We are 0-4, and we've got to own being 0-4. The last time we were 0-4 was my first year in 82.
Wow.
And after that time and that game when we were 0-4, Welsh came in and was very clear. We're not going to be the team that we want to be until we learn how and why we lose, and then we'll learn how and why we won. But the difference being that was Welsh's first year, and then we went on a nice run for about 20 years where we were very successful, went to bowls almost every year, and we turned it around. This is the second year of the program. These type of mistakes cannot be accepted, and they are coaching things that need to be stressed, focused, and I think we can perform better. But we are where we are. We need to own that. I think we can win most every game we have left. There's several that will probably be a stretch, but we need to win the first one before we can even contemplate anything else. This team is getting closer. I hope this week is when it gets done. Coulda, woulda. I mean, a lot of people think we should be 2-2. Well, we're 0-4. Own it and just get a little better. I thought the defense played extremely well. And the offense was particularly our quarterback. Look, it's time to make a commitment. He is the future of that position. Something happens to him, we certainly can go back to Musket, but we need to stick with this young man. He's a special talent. He has a lot of moxie. He's not the least bit intimidated, and I'm impressed with that. We need to do a better job. We are what we are, but I think that we're getting closer. We couldn't be much closer than last week.
You got to get some W's. So let me take you back to 1982. As you say, that was George's first year. You started 0-4, and unfortunately, you lost the fifth game pretty badly to Clemson. I took a look at that. But tell me, how did the team keep working hard? And, you know, basically, that became the golden era of UVA football under George Welsh. Is there any hope that the same thing could happen under Tony Elliott?
Well, again, this is Tony's second year. That was George's first. George made it very clear after that fourth game, we're going to play. If it's even close, we're going to play the younger players and not the older players, because those are the people that I'm going to be able to coach and influence more. And there were a number of people that that were moved from starting to second or third team because they simply weren't getting it. And they had
maybe you like cooking, maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Lost too much. Losing becomes the real problem if you allow it to go on too long. But when you insert in a bunch of young people, and I think Tony is starting to do that, he understands exactly what George understood that first year is, if we're going to lose, we're going to lose with young players who will learn how to win. And when you've been around a program where they've lost more than they've won, you need to look at those things. And that was a hard decision. There were a lot of junior and seniors who were not happy with that decision, but it was absolutely the right decision. And Tony's going to have to do that, both with the players, and he's going to have to look carefully at the coaches. There are some coaches that aren't getting it done right now.
And I'm going to tell you, the special teams consultant who's not on the field, his name is Meyer, he needs to go. He's clueless. The mistakes they made last year are so obvious when I'm in the press box that I just go, what the heck?
Yeah.
There's too many of them. They don't contain on kickoffs or punts. They don't stay in their lanes. And if your kicker can't get it deep, you got to get creative and try some different things. And that to kick that ball to the best returner in the league, and he got a 35-yard return, which put him at the Virginia 45. Armstrong didn't have to drive very far to attempt the game-winning field goal. That was as much on the special teams as it was on the helmet issue and then later Jackson jumping the center. I mean,
I agree, and if nothing else, it sends a message we're not going to be complacent. We're not going to accept performance like that, whether it's coaching or players. You need to make those decisions now. There's no reason not to make those decisions. This team has not given up, but if we continue to lose and allow that type of behavior to exist on the coaching staff or on any players on special teams, it's going to be a problem. So there is, you know, there's a time now, and I think it's time to act. I'm excited about where we can be, but we are where we are, and we need to make some adjustments. I think you described it very well. So I would support that, and we'll see if we'll see if he's thinking the same way that we're thinking.
You know, Des Kitchings showed me a lot in the first half against Maryland, and there were times on this last Saturday night against State where I thought Kitchings showed some plays and a variety of successive play calls that enabled Calandria to use his skills. My question to you is, how long can they go without decent blocking? I mean, this thing of trying to rebuild the line every year out of the portal is nuts.
Well, that goes to another really important point, is we have to be more successful. There are a number of teams in the top 10 and the top 20 this year that transformed their team by transfer portal and NIL. It is critically important. We have to get in the game. And if we don't, we will not be able to turn this program the way that we need to. You don't have to like it. I don't like transfer portal and NIL, but it's here, and it's here to stay. The best conference, I think, in football right now is the Pac-12. They're not going to be in business in 6 months. Many of those teams have made a killing on NIL and transfer portal. Bo Nix, probably the best quarterback or one of the top three or four quarterbacks. I mean, he was at Auburn, went there. A couple of reasons. One, he saw an opportunity. Two, he got a lot of money. We have to value football more as a fan base, as a donor base, as people who want other athletic programs. We've got most of the other athletic programs in very good shape. Fortunately or unfortunately, 80% of the revenue comes from football, 20% from basketball, and the rest have their hand out. So if we're
Before we let you go, we got maybe 2 minutes left. Take a look at the BC game, and what do you assess or think are the keys to Virginia finally getting that first win on the road Saturday at Chestnut Hill?
Well, we're going to have to be able to run the ball defensively. We're going to have to play as smart as we're playing right now. I think we're playing winning football on the defensive side of things. We've got to establish some type of running game, or Calandria will continue to be in a bad position. To me, you got to be able to efficiently run the ball, and Des Kitchings continues to come up with innovative ways to get the ball and to call the right game. I think this was probably his best game, and I'd like to see it continue with the creativity. Unfortunately, we have to keep tight ends in to block because the line's not doing the job that we need them to do. I'd love to see more passes to tight ends, but it's, you know, do you throw to the tight ends, or do you have your quarterback on his tail more than it should be? That's a hard decision to make, but we don't use the tight ends the way that most programs do.
I couldn't agree more. Charles, we thank you tonight. We're going to have to leave it there. We hope you have a great week up there in Fredericksburg, and we'll circle back and get you back on the air here later in the season. And we thank you and Hildrup for all your support.
Yeah, thank you, Charles, and best wishes to your family.
Hey, thank you both. Same to you, and congrats again on the upcoming 500.
The mission
show.
Is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Get ready for the adrenaline-charged, precision-crafted performance at Crown Acura Richmond. Introducing the TLX, powered by a VTEC turbo engine.
Hold on tight as the MDX showcases performance for 7, delivering power and space in perfect harmony. At Crown Acura Richmond, we bring you power-packed performers, meticulously crafted, second to none.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street and find precision-crafted performance, and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond, for precision-crafted performance and effortless transactions. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task. especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps. So awesome, we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildrip Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildrip Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a Who to get the job done. Call Hildrip, 1-800-476-6683.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call at his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. We thank Charles McDaniel. What a great football player he was back in the day and has been a great supporter of our show for a number of years now. And I've known the family going all the way back to my political days in Fredericksburg. So good to have him. We now have Dr. Boyd Rawls with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And Boyd, you'll be happy to know that I put a check in the mail today to pay for my visit to you a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, you'll still be on the payroll. That's always good to know. Yeah, you know, so much for the complimentary visit for Hobbo, you know. You know, they send me a bill. What kind of respect is that?
We'll take your file out of the collections pile.
Yeah, they did put a late fee on there. You know, I must have been late. No, I'm just kidding. But the good news is Boyd gave me a little shot, and it really did the trick. I'm feeling much better. So I highly recommend him to our listeners out there that have a wrist-hand issue. He'll fix you right up.
Very few specialists will give Hobbo a shot right at the base of his spine or his neck there.
No. You know, I could have used a shot in the brain, but he actually put it in my thumb wrist area, you know. But no, it feels great, Boyd, so I thank you very much for that.
Boyd, let's cover the injury report as much as Hobbo would like to talk about Hobbo. All right. Clary decided to have surgery about a week ago. He is out for the season. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Clary would start at the other safety position opposite of the fella Jonas Sanker, who seems to make all the tackles when the running backs or quarterback get away from the line of scrimmage. So they're missing him in a big way. We'll talk about Lex Long also is having an MRI on his foot. Pass rusher, D-line supporter Paul Akiri is day-to-day with the knee. Right end, sometime D-tackle Ben Smiley had a concussion 10 days ago or so. And so there, I saw him. He had his jersey on the sideline, but he wasn't dressed to play. He should be cleared this week on the trip to go up to Boston College. I know, you know, concussions are not your expertise, but I think you have a pretty good grasp of what that's all about, and I think we need to remind our listeners that it's a tough thing.
Yeah, it's a tough thing, and again, there's been a lot more a lot more kind of surveillance for that kind of thing, particularly over the last, you know, 5-10 years or so. So, you know, we're seeing and kind of able to, you know, take guys, you know, unfortunately, if necessary, kind of out of play to protect them, you know, if that's something that's suspected. But yeah, lots of injuries there for sure, Frank. You know, it's a, it's not a problem, like I said, to shuffle the deck a little bit, you know, but it starts to kind of cut into the depth for us. But yeah, the concussion, you know, the protocols are usually kind of, it's a graduated kind of thing in terms of, you know, kind of getting back to working out and then, you know, then some contact and then hopefully, like you said, back to play this weekend. So,
well, they need nice. Him. They need him like yesterday. Jimmy Crist, the offensive tackle that transferred from Penn State to Virginia, has had some, I think he had some work done on his knee, although they've never, ever admitted that. He's been cleared, but I don't think he got in the game because it rained and they didn't want to put him out there with a gimpy knee. But he should play at BC. Yeah. They really need him. He would help Virginia big time at one of the tackle positions. When a player, when an athlete is being held out a little bit longer for rehab to do its full thing, what are they typically looking for with an athlete, particularly a big man like Jimmy Crist?
Yeah, I mean, they're probably looking a lot at his, you know, his strength, his speed, you know, his ability to kind of perform if he's imminently, you know, going back in. You know, and the lucky thing is, you know, particularly with the, you know, the offensive lineman and to some extent the defensive lineman is, you know, some of these things are injuries to the collateral ligaments around the knee. I'm not sure if that's exactly what he had, but there tends to be less, you know, cutting and sort of stress on some of the, you know, more critical structures for that, like an ACL. So a lot of times they can brace him and protect him to some extent, you know, to get him back in as long as they're, you know, playing comfortably and can, you know, play the level they need to be playing at.
Well, Boyd, I think that's an excellent comment there relative to Chris, because everybody in the stands that knows the Virginia football team, they were talking about Jimmy Crist. And, you know, Virginia needs him like yesterday. But
you know, in the old days, if you had a concussion, they'd hold up fingers, and if you came within five, they'd send you back out there. At any rate, Boyd, we got to go. We thank you as always, and we'll talk to you in another few weeks. Have a good evening, and thanks for calling in, and thanks for your support of the show. All right. We're going to go to break now. We got a former offensive lineman Mike Mullins joining us after these messages. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it
when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your work day like you deserve. At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond, for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back. Segment three tonight. Who's talking? We're rolling. Who's going to let one little football game get everybody all teary-eyed? We're in this thing for the long haul. The Cavs are going to turn it around. And
the problem, it's been four little football games.
Well, how about, that's why you cover basketball, all right? We're in the middle of a rebuild, and to help us understand the offense a little bit better, we've got former UVA offensive lineman extraordinaire Mike Mullins. Mike is down there in North Carolina, so he's kind of behind enemy lines, and we're proud of him for calling in. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. You know, I wish we had a better outcome on Friday night so I didn't have to hang around all these NC State fans so much, but I am doing great.
Well, you know, Virginia beat the spread, and so State did not cover. So if you bet on Virginia and took the either 8.5 or 9.5 points, depending upon what time of the week you laid your money down, you won. So there's still a way to come out ahead in these things. All right, let's talk about the O-line, big man. We've seen some, a little bit of the good, the bad, and the ugly. First off, left tackle Mikhail Boley, he seems to be doing okay most of the time. Left guard Noah Josie is doing all right, I think. He hadn't been called for holding anything. When they moved Brian Stevens from guard to center, number 55, things settled down. I don't know why he didn't start the season at center. And I think the weak link here, and I'm not picking on him, but Ty Furnish is just too small for Power 5 football. He says he's 6'3", 282. I don't think so. And he could get called for holding all the time. People are just – they're too big for him, those tackles. And the right tackle, Nanana, seems to have settled down a little bit. And he did not have a good game against Tennessee, but he's done a little bit better since then. Our tight ends have been used quite a bit on the perimeter to try to help the tackles, Second Wood and Grant Mish and Josh Rawlings. They've been blocking up a storm, and I think it has helped. Charles McDaniel said in the previous first half hour of the show that he wished that we were throwing the football to the tight ends, and you can't throw the tight ends if you have to have them stay in and block because you don't want your quarterback getting killed. So what are your thoughts?
It's a tough call at this point. I mean, it seems like they're doing a little bit of shuffling around at this point. And again, the biggest thing with an offensive line is the cohesive unit that's sitting there talking to each other. And it seems like they're on an island a little bit. You know, sitting there watching on Friday night. I mean, and guys were coming free. You know, kind of seeing these guys with their heads over. You know, technique and stuff like that needs to pick up, because again, if you're undersized and things like that, that's the only thing that's going to save you is having great technique and then having your buddies back at that point. You know, whatever they need to do as far as tackles or getting those guys in the backfield to come up and chip and do all those types of things, they're going to have to do all those things to kind of be able to spread this ball around a little bit more. You know, Calandria is actually throwing. He throws really well. But getting the ball running, you know, you can't all of a sudden, all the time, have to throw it. So again, having a balanced attack is kind of where they need to focus a lot and get that line stronger.
Yeah, Mike, Pace and Hollins had 25 carries for a combined 58 yards. So that's not going to get it done. And I probably asked you this before, and I apologize, but which is more difficult, to pass block or run block?
Both of these equally have their challenges, but I mean, run block is when you have to impose your will on somebody. So, I mean, if you've got somebody bigger in front of you, you've got to push them out of the way. And again, you'll be solid on technique. But again, you know, pass blocking has other things. If you've got, you know, a fast guy across from you, all of a sudden, you know, you got a 300-pound guy that's got to try to catch somebody running a 4-4 or 4-5 around you all the time. So I'll give them both equal grades on that.
So, in the first game of the season, the fourth quarter, almost the very beginning of the fourth quarter, Musket got sacked and they fell on his shoulder and he bruised that shoulder badly. He did not separate it, but he has missed three straight games now. And this is a question that's subjective. To your way of thinking, does Virginia put Musket back in there, or do they stick with Calandria and they use Musket in relief if or a change of pace is needed? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think if we're in a full rebuild, I think you leave Calandria in there and let him work through some of his issues. I mean, the biggest thing he's got is second half trying to do too much. And then bring Musket in and in relief. I think that would be perfectly okay, especially with the start of the season and really kind of trying to take this thing forward. I don't think it's going to do anything but help.
Yeah. What do you think is the mental attitude of the team sitting at 0-4? You have to give them credit. It seems like they're continuing to play hard. And they're really trying. And as Frank said earlier, there's clearly improvement on both offense and defense. The special teams have been a little shaky.
No, I absolutely think. I mean, it's definitely a punch in the gut to be at 0-4. But again, like you said, they are seeing improvement. And again, they were right on the cusp. I mean, that was their game to lose, and unfortunately, we did that. But yeah, they're right there on the cusp. And I think if they continue to see that and continue to see growth and kind of growing together at this point, that's going to be a huge win for them. And they're going to surprise a couple people this year.
You know, it's a long season. And it's foolish to get, you know, a young team. It's foolish to, like, you know, cry in your soup. I mean, it's time to get going. Boston College, Winbury, you know, Georgia Tech, VPI are all games where Virginia has a good chance to win. But this coming Saturday, to me, is the game they really want to get, so they can fly home, feel good about themselves, and have a great week of practice and get ready for William & Mary. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is kind of one of those things to kind of get them off the ground and get them moving. You know, and that thing is build some momentum at this point. You know, leave the four games behind us and then start going forward. And really take advantage of these opportunities of these teams that are definitely beatable.
Well, it's going to be an interesting season, and I'm worried about special teams. They seem to be as bad now as they were last year, and maybe worse. And I, for the life of me, I don't understand it. They need to devote more energy, and they need to have a dedicated on the field coach just for special teams until they get it fixed. And I don't understand it, because that kickoff return at the end of regulation there put State in a position where it was very easy for them to drive to attempt the game-winning field goal. And
well, the kick return at Maryland turned the whole momentum of that game around.
And the block punt against GMU. I mean, there's always something in every single game. So
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
To be less, you know, cutting and sort of stress on some of the, you know, more critical structures for that, like an ACL. So a lot of times they can brace him and protect him to some extent, you know, to get him back in as long as they're, you know, playing comfortably and can, you know, play the level they need to be playing at.
Well, Boyd, I think that's an excellent comment there relative to Chris, because everybody in the stands that knows the Virginia football team, they were talking about Jimmy Crist. And, You know, Virginia needs him like yesterday. But
you know, in the old days, if you had a concussion, they'd hold up fingers, and if you came within five, they'd send you back out there. At any rate, Boyd, we got to go. We thank you as always, and we'll talk to you in another few weeks. Have a good evening, and thanks for calling in, and thanks for your support of the show. All right. We're going to go to break now. We got a former offensive lineman Mike Mullins joining us after these messages. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your work day like you deserve. At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup, and with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond, for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back, segment three tonight. Who's Talking? We're rolling. Who's going to let one little football game get everybody all teary-eyed? We're in this thing for the long haul. The Cavs are going to turn it around. And
the problem, it's been four little football games.
Well, how about, that's why you cover basketball, all right? We're in the middle of a rebuild, and to help us understand the offense a little bit better, we've got former UVA offensive lineman extraordinaire Mike Mullins. Mike is down there in North Carolina, so he's kind of behind enemy lines, and we're proud of him for calling in. Mike, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing great. You know, I wish we had a better outcome on Friday night so I didn't have to hang around all these NC State fans so much, but I am doing great.
Well, you know, Virginia beat the spread, and so State did not cover. So if you bet on Virginia and took the either 8.5 or 9.5 points, depending upon what time of the week you laid your money down, you won. So there's still a way to come out ahead in these things. All right, let's talk about the O-line, big man. We've seen some a little bit of the good, the bad, and the ugly. First off, left tackle, Mikhail Boley, he seems to be doing okay most of the time. Left guard, Noah Josie, is doing all right, I think. He hadn't been called for holding anything. When they moved Brian Stevens from guard to center, number 55, things settled down. I don't know why he didn't start the season at center. And I think the weak link here, and I'm not picking on him, but Ty Furnish is just too small for Power 5 football. He says he's 6'3", 282. I don't think so, and he could get called for holding all the time. People are just – they're too big for him, those tackles. And the right tackle, Nanana, seems to have settled down a little bit, and he did not have a good game against Tennessee, but he's done a little bit better since then. Our tight ends have been used quite a bit on the perimeter to try to help the tackles, Second Wood and Grant Mish and Josh Rawlings. They've been blocking up a storm, and I think it has helped. Charles McDaniel said in the previous first half hour of the show that he wished that we were throwing the football to the tight ends, and you can't throw the tight ends if you have to have them stay in and block because you don't want your quarterback getting killed. So what are your thoughts?
It's a tough call at this point. I mean, it seems like they're doing a little bit of shuffling around at this point. And again, the biggest thing with an offensive line is the cohesive unit that's sitting there talking to each other. And it seems like they're on an island a little bit. You know, sitting there watching on Friday night. I mean, and guys were coming free. You know, kind of seeing these guys with their heads over. You know, technique and stuff like that needs to pick up, because again, if you're undersized and things like that, that's the only thing that's going to save you is having great technique and then having your buddies back at that point. You know, whatever they need to do as far as tackles or getting those guys in the backfield to come up and chip and do all those types of things, they're going to have to do all those things to kind of be able to spread this ball around a little bit more. You know, Calandria is actually throwing. He throws really well. But getting the ball running, you know, you can't all of a sudden, all the time, have to throw it. So again, having a balanced attack is kind of where they need to focus a lot and get that line stronger.
Yeah, Mike, Pace and Hollins had 25 carries for a combined 58 yards, so that's not going to get it done. And I probably asked you this before, and I apologize, but which is more difficult, to pass block or run block?
Both equally have their challenges, but I mean, run block is when you have to impose your will on somebody. So I mean, if you've got somebody bigger in front of you, you've got to push them out of the way. And again, you'll be solid on technique. But again, you know, pass blocking has other things. If you've got, you know, a fast guy across from you, all of a sudden, you know, you got a 300-pound guy that's got to try to catch somebody running a 4-4 or 4-5 around you all the time. So I'll give them both equal grades on that.
So in the first game of the season, the fourth quarter, almost the very beginning of the fourth quarter, Musket got sacked and they fell on his shoulder and he bruised that shoulder badly. He did not separate it, but he has missed three straight games now. And this is a question that's subjective. In your to your way of thinking, does Virginia put Musket back in there, or do they stick with Calandria and they use Musket in relief if or a change of pace is needed? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think if we're in a full rebuild, I think you leave Calandria in there and let him work through some of his issues. I mean, the biggest thing he's got is second half trying to do too much, and then bring Musket in and in relief. I think that would be perfectly okay, especially with the start of this season and really kind of trying to take this thing forward. And I don't think it's going to do anything but help.
Yeah, What do you think is the mental attitude of the team sitting at 0-4? You have to give them credit. It seems like they're continuing to play hard, and they're really trying. And as Frank said earlier, there's clearly improvement on both offense and defense. The special teams have been a little shaky.
No, I absolutely think. I mean, it's definitely a punch in the gut to be at 0-4. But again, like you said, they are seeing improvement. And again, they were right on the cusp. I mean, that was their game to lose, and unfortunately, we did that. But yeah, they're right there on the cusp. And I think if they continue to see that and continue to see growth and kind of growing together at this point, that's going to be a huge win for them. And they're going to surprise a couple people this year.
You know, it's a long season. And it's foolish to get, you know, a young team. It's foolish to, like, you know, cry in your soup. I mean, it's time to get going. Boston College, Winbury, you know, Georgia Tech, VPI are all games where Virginia has a good chance to win. But this coming Saturday, to me, is the game they really want to get, so they can fly home, feel good about themselves, and have a great week of practice and get ready for William & Mary. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is kind of one of those things to kind of get them off the ground and get them moving. You know, and that thing is build some momentum at this point. You know, leave the four games behind us and then start going forward and really take advantage of these opportunities of these teams that are definitely beatable.
Well, it's going to be an interesting season, and I'm worried about special teams. They seem to be as bad now as they were last year, and maybe worse. And I, for the life of me, I don't understand it. They need to devote more energy, and they need to have a dedicated on the field coach just for special teams until they get it fixed. And I don't understand it, because that kickoff return at the end of regulation there put State in a position where it was very easy for them to drive to attempt the game-winning field goal. And
well, the kick return at Maryland turned the whole momentum game around.
And the block punt against GMU. I mean, right. they're just there's always something in every single game. So I just don't understand it. Hey, remind us. Did you play your entire career for George Welsh, or did you overlap some with Al Groh?
So I was 3 years with Coach Welsh, and then I had 2 years with Coach Groh.
So let me ask you this: from that time frame and those teams, those were really good teams by and large, and you play with some excellent players. When you were going through summer ball, spring ball, you know, fall camp, and then the season, you know, they restrict the number of hours now significantly. You can't just coach them as long as you want. You're also restricted in terms of how often they can hit because of all the fears having to do with concussions. What can they do to catch up? Because I worry that there's not enough time in the week for them to make more improvements.
Well, I think, I mean, a lot of that, I mean, going in and watching film on your own, getting your group of guys together, you know, whether it be the O-line, the receivers, being the offense, the backs, whatever it is, is spending a little bit of time doing that. I mean, and having that opportunity to do that. I know there's all kinds of schoolwork and tutoring and all this kind of stuff going on, but there's definitely time to be able to spend watching film and doing all those little extra things.
How much is chemistry a matter of that? I mean, do the offensive line guys, or do they get together away from the game and practice?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, on the weekends, you know, after the games and stuff, we were together. You know, those are your folks. I mean, you're sitting there, you know, sweating and bleeding beside these people and really trying to fight. So, I mean, again, you get really close at that point. So, I mean, yeah, you're together. And again, chemistry is huge because at that point, you know, talking to each other and making sure you actually know what each other are doing at all times, that's a huge thing.
Well, there have definitely been times where, you know, the Cavs have not looked like they knew what they were doing. But I felt like on Friday night in the rain, Virginia looked much more cohesive in all phases of the game except punt cover and kickoff cover. There's a giant disconnect there, and it bit them, and it has bitten them a lot this year. Hopefully they can get it fixed. What have you noticed in your observations and any conversations you've had with any of the former players that might be interesting to consider relative to this team?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is, like you guys have hit on pretty hard here, is special teams. Those can be those game-changing things, you know, not catching a punt, letting it roll back, you know, 5 or 10 yards, whatever it is. That will... And that can really, you know, shoot the game plan right in the foot. I mean, and having those explosive plays, that's kind of one big thing that Coach Kerr always talked about. It's like you've got to control those, and having, you know, explosive plays on kickoff return and punt return, all these different things like that, that just, you know, completely takes the wind out of your sail and again, puts you on the defensive right off the bat.
And as we said earlier, mental mistakes, penalties at the wrong time. You know, this team... their margin of error is very small, so you just can't make critical mistakes and put yourself in a difficult position. So hopefully they can clean that up as we go forward against Boston College, William & Mary, and the rest of the schedule. But, Mike, you're a terrific guest all the time, and we thank you, as always, for joining us. And as the season unfolds, we'll try to get you back and get an update on how the offensive line is doing.
Well, I hope it's a much better story at that point. So I definitely appreciate you guys having me on.
Mike, it's got to get better, right?
Yeah, we hope so, too. Yeah, it would help the show.
it would help us and our fans, right?
Absolutely.
Listen,
you guys.
We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, Mike Mullins, and I hope you are doing well down in North Carolina. All right, we had to break here. Come back on the other side. We got the Olympic Sports Report sponsored by our good friends at Fridays. And we have a lot to talk about, so stay with us. Who's Talking continues shortly.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Bulls, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Remember the day when kids with asthma were discouraged from playing sports? Well, not anymore. Game on.
Asthma affects more than 20% of elite athletes and 1 in every 6 Olympic athletes. Youths and adults can participate with proper medication and training. Activities such as football, basketball, and swimming can cause flare-ups as well as cross-country.
Talk with your allergist at Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists. Get tested, get treated, and get better.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps. So awesome, we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Who to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back. Who's Talking continues. The final segment tonight, we're going to cover the Olympic report in a moment, as well as the ACC football schedule, and we're going to handicap the big football game between the Wahoos and Boston College up there in Chestnut Hills. All right. First off, we want to mention the fact that the UVA Club of Richmond has a game-watching party this Saturday. I'm assuming that it starts at noon. In preparation before the UVA Boston College game, which is a 2 p.m. kickoff. So gather at noon. The party's going to be at Kickback Jack's at 9318 West Broad Street. Anyway, we've done that. We're excited for them. And
who's on the show next week?
Next week's show, we have a great show. We've got Paul Collins, former UVA offensive lineman. He used to block for folks like Terry Kirby and Sean Moore. We got Shenard Newby, who is a rock-solid safety. And, man, let me tell you something. He's a big, big player. I mean, he looked like a linebacker back there playing safety. And we've got Dr. Owusu Achao, a.k.a. Dr. O, with the injury report. And we remind folks that in 2 weeks, October the 9th, we will celebrate our 500th show. A big party at Friday's, 7023 West Broad Street, right near Glenside and Broad. The first 50 attendees will get a gift bag with amazing giveaway items. Number two, there will be some door prizes that will be drawn. There'll be a lot of fun. Live music. It's wing night. I think long neck brewskis are $2. And, of course, you can go get the fancy appetizers that they have at
And you'll be signing autographs.
I will be signing autographs.
In the back of the restaurant. You know.
And we've invited a lot of former players to come join us. It will be a blast. Please bring your friends and let's have a lot of fun.
It's a celebration, you know, because we've had, as far as UVA athletics, we've had good moments and not so good moments. But it's been a fun ride here in year 15 and a lot of activity together. But let's do the Friday's Olympic report real quick. Just a couple things. The number 6 women's field hockey team had a big double overtime win over Syracuse on Friday night, 3-2. Unfortunately, the women's soccer team ranked 22nd. They fell at Wake Forest 2-0 over the weekend. I don't know if it was Saturday or Sunday. But maybe the biggest news, Todd DeSorbo, the women and men's swimming coach who has 3 consecutive national titles with the women, will be the one of the, I guess there are 2 head coaches for the Olympic team for the Olympics next summer in Paris. And my guess is he'll have some of his own team members on that Olympic squad.
Particularly since they keep winning national titles.
Yeah, the Walsh sisters,
yep,
in all likelihood, will be members of that team. So congratulations to Coach DeSorbo on that selection.
It's quite an honor. All right, ACC games this coming week. There's a game on Friday night. Louisville is at NC State. It's a huge game for both schools. Let's face it. I think both schools are 3-1.
Louisville may be 4-0.
Louisville might be 4-0. Yeah. Louisville is favored by 3.5 points down in Raleigh. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say State wins the game outright. And Brennan Armstrong has his best game as a Wolfpack QB.
Yeah, you would think
QB.
It's going to be a great crowd in Raleigh, you would think. Big home advantage.
A lot of atmosphere. All right, Clemson's at Syracuse on Saturday. Syracuse is still undefeated, and this game's at noon. It's an ABC game. Clemson's favored by 7. I would say if you're really into this, I'd take the points in Syracuse.
Although Clemson has to win that game.
Yeah, but
they may not, but they have to win the game.
Clemson is shaky.
Yeah.
Their O-line isn't getting it done. All right, UVA is at Boston College. We know that it's a 2 p.m. kickoff. BC is favored by 3.
But you're picking the Hoos.
I'm picking the Hoos outright, but I'm also going to say if you're going to bet on the game, take the points and the Wahoos. I think they will win this game. I predicted in my newsletter 23-10. Bowling Green is at Georgia Tech, 3:30 kickoff. Georgia Tech is favored by 23.5. I think that's going to be hard to cover for them, but I think they will beat Bowling
Green.
They're
coming off a big win over Wake Forest on the road.
Yeah, I'm was surprised by that. Notre Dame is at Duke. It's a 7:30 game on ABC on Saturday night. And Notre Dame is probably still smarting from that loss in the final seconds at home against Ohio State.
That's another indication we'll find out how good Duke really is.
Well, Riley Leonard, their quarterback, is good enough to win. If Elko and his staff have a great game plan, you just have to figure that Duke's crowd, if they're ever going to show up for a home game, it's this one.
This is it.
So I'm going to say pick Duke in the points. I think it's going to come down to the wire. It's a hard game to read, to be honest with you. Pitt is at VPI. Pitt is favored by 2.5. Both teams are smarting, so to speak, and it's an 8 p.m. kickoff. I have to think VPI will find a way to win this game. Their season is right on the edge of the brink there.
Yeah, both teams are 1-3. Tech. Couple of games at Rutgers and at Marshall that day, I'm sure they had hoped to win, and they didn't get it done. So, yeah, they need a W in the worst kind of way.
All right, in the final seconds here, we want to remind folks that next week on Monday night, we will have Paul Collins, Shenard Newby, and Dr. O as their featured guests. We want to thank Mike Mullins tonight, Boyd Rawls from Ortho, Virginia, and Charles McDaniel. They were outstanding guests. We've had a lot of fun, and
tell the listeners out there to cross their fingers. We need a W to talk about next Monday.
Frank and Hobbo need a W. Come on.
And just first official day of college basketball practice today. So Tony Bennett and the guys are out working as they prep for that November 6th opening game at JPJ. More on that as we move toward that date.
All right, final thoughts. I noticed that Tony Bennett was in the stands the other night, and who was sitting with him? quick.
Anthony Gill and Justin Anderson
yes.
were there.
How about that? Can we get some more minutes from them? All right, we got to go. Who's talking? We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, Jeff McDonald and Associates, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At that point, so I mean, yeah, you're together, and again, chemistry is huge because at that point, you know, talking to each other and making sure you actually know what each other are doing at all times, that's a huge thing.
Well, there have definitely been times where, you know, the Cavs have not looked like they knew what they were doing, but I felt like on Friday night in the rain, Virginia looked much more cohesive in all phases of the game, except punt cover and kickoff cover. There's a giant disconnect there, and it bit them, and it has bitten them a lot this year. Hopefully, they can get it fixed. What have you noticed in your observations and any conversations you've had with any of the former players that might be interesting to consider relative to this team?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is, like you guys have hit on pretty hard here, is special teams. Those can be those game-changing things, you know, not catching a punt, letting it roll back, you know, 5 or 10 yards, whatever it is. That will, and that can really, you know, shoot the game plan right in the foot. I mean, and having those explosive plays, that's kind of one big thing that Coach Grohl always talked about. It's like you've got to control those, and having, you know, explosive plays on kickoff return and punt return, all these different things like that, that just, you know, completely takes the wind out of your sail and again, puts you on the defensive right off the bat.
And as we said earlier, mental mistakes, penalties at the wrong time. You know, this team, their margin of error is very small, so you just can't make critical mistakes and put yourself in a difficult position. So hopefully they can clean that up as we go forward against Boston College, William and Mary, and the rest of the schedule. But Mike, you're a terrific guest all the time, and we thank you as always for joining us, and as the season unfolds, we'll try to get you back and get an update on how the offensive line is doing.
Well, I hope it's a much better story at that point. So I definitely appreciate you guys having me on.
Mike, it's got to get better, right?
Yeah, we hope so, too. Yeah, it would help the show.
it would help us and our fans, right?
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, Mike Mullins, and I hope you are doing well down in North Carolina. All right. We had to break here. Come back on the other side. We got the Olympic Sports Report sponsored by our good friends at Fridays. And we have a lot to talk about. So stay with us. Who's Talking continues shortly.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Remember the day when kids with asthma were discouraged from playing sports? Well, not anymore. Game on.
Asthma affects more than 20% of elite athletes and one in every six Olympic athletes. Youths and adults can participate with proper medication and training. Activities such as football, basketball, and swimming can cause flare-ups as well as cross-country.
Talk with your allergist at Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists. Get tested, get treated, and get better.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps. So awesome, we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Who to get the job done and call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Camp Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Mm-hmm.
We're back. Who's Talking continues. The final segment tonight. We're going to cover the Olympic report in a moment, as well as the ACC football schedule, and we're going to handicap the big football game between the Wahoos and Boston College up there in Chestnut Hills. All right. First off, we want to mention the fact that the UVA Club of Richmond has a game-watching party this Saturday. I'm assuming that it starts at noon in preparation before the UVA-Boston College game, which is a 2 p.m. kickoff. So gather at noon. The party's going to be at Kickback Jack's at 9318 West Broad Street. Anyway, we've done that. We're excited for them. And
who's on the show next week?
Next week's show, we have a great show. We've got Paul Collins, former UVA offensive lineman. He used to block for folks like Terry Kirby and Sean Moore. We got Shenard Newby, who was a rock-solid safety. And, man, let me tell you something. He's a big, big player. I mean, he looked like a linebacker back there playing safety. And we've got Dr. Owusu Achau, a.k.a. Dr. O, with the injury report. And we remind folks that in 2 weeks, October the 9th, we will celebrate our 500th show. A big party at Friday's, 7023 West Broad Street, right near Glenside and Broad. The first 50 attendees will get a gift bag with amazing giveaway items. Number two, there will be some door prizes that will be drawn. There'll be a lot of fun. Live music. It's wing night. I think long neck brewskis are $2. And, of course, you can go get the fancy appetizers that they have at.
And you'll be signing autographs.
I will be signing autographs.
In the back of the restaurant. You know.
And we've invited a lot of former players to come join us. It will be a blast. Please bring your friends and let's have a lot of fun.
It's a celebration, you know, because we've had, as far as UVA athletics, we've had good moments and not so good moments, but it's been a fun ride here in year 15 and a lot of activity together. But let's do the Friday's Olympic report real quick. Just a couple things. The number 6 women's field hockey team had a big double overtime win over Syracuse on Friday night, 3-2. Unfortunately, the women's soccer team ranked 22nd. They fell at Wake Forest 2-0 over the weekend. I don't know if it was Saturday or Sunday. But maybe the biggest news, Todd DeSorbo, the women and men's swimming coach who has 3 consecutive national titles with the women, will be the there are 2 head coaches for the Olympic team for the Olympics next summer in Paris. And my guess is he'll have some of his own team members on that Olympic squad.
Particularly since they keep winning national titles.
Yeah, the Walsh sisters,
yep.
In all likelihood, will be members of that team. So congratulations to Coach DeSorbo on that selection.
It's quite an honor. All right, ACC games this coming week. There's a game on Friday night. Louisville is at NC State. It's a huge game for both schools. Let's face it. I think both schools are 3-1.
Louisville may be 4-0.
Louisville might be 4-0. Yeah. Louisville is favored by 3.5 points down in Raleigh. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say State wins the game outright. And Brennan Armstrong has his best game as a Wolfpack QB.
It's going to be a great crowd in Raleigh, you would think. Big home advantage.
A lot of atmosphere. All right, Clemson's at Syracuse on Saturday. Syracuse is still undefeated, and this game's at noon. It's an ABC game. Clemson's favored by 7. I would say if you're really into this, I'd take the points in Syracuse.
Although Clemson has to win that game.
Yeah, but
they may not, but they have to win the game.
Clemson is shaky.
Yeah.
Their O-line isn't getting it done. All right, UVA is at Boston College. We know that it's a 2 p.m. kickoff. BC is favored by 3.
But you're picking the Hoos.
I'm picking the Hoos outright, but I'm also going to say if you're going to bet on the game, take the points and the Wahoos. I think they will win this game. I predicted in my newsletter 23-10. Bowling Green is at Georgia Tech, 3:30 kickoff. Georgia Tech is favored by 23.5. I think that's going to be hard to cover for them, but I think they will beat Bowling
Green.
They're
coming off a big win over Wake Forest on the road.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that. Notre Dame is at Duke. It's a 7:30 game on ABC on Saturday night. And Notre Dame is probably still smarting from that loss in the final seconds at home against Ohio State.
That's another indication we'll find out how good Duke really is.
Well, Riley Leonard, their quarterback, is good enough to win. If Elko and his staff have a great game plan, you just have to figure that Duke's crowd, if they're ever going to show up for a home game, it's this one.
This is it.
So I'm going to say pick Duke in the points. I think it's going to come down to the wire. It's a hard game to read, to be honest with you. Pitt is at VPI. Pitt is favored by 2.5. Both teams are smarting, so to speak, and it's an 8 p.m. kickoff. I have to think VPI will find a way to win this game. Their season is right on the edge of the brink there.
Yeah, both teams are 1-3. Tech, a couple of games at Rutgers and at Marshall that day, I'm sure they had hoped to win, and they didn't get it done. So, yeah, they need a W in the worst kind of way.
All right, in the final seconds here, we want to remind folks that next week on Monday night, we will have Paul Collins, Shenard Newby, and Dr. O as their featured guests. We want to thank Mike Mullins tonight, Boyd Rawls from Ortho, Virginia, and Charles McDaniel. They were outstanding guests. We've had a lot of fun. And
tell the listeners out there to cross their fingers. We need a W to talk about next Monday.
Frank and Hobbo need a W. Come on.
And just first official day of college basketball practice today. So Tony Bennett and the guys are out working as they prep for that November 6th opening game at JPJ. More on that as we move toward that date.
All right, final thoughts. I noticed that Tony Bennett was in the stands the other night, and who was sitting with him? Quick.
Anthony Gill and Justin Anderson
were
there.
How about that? Can we get some more minutes from them? All right, we got to go. Who's talking? We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, Jeff McDonald and Associates, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Saber, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy.
From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.